If you haven't heard the name Warren Ellis, I think I'm going to have to snap your neck open with my wheelchair. It's as simple as that. This man is a genius among comic writers, and Next Wave Agents of Hate proves this fact 10,000-fold. Now, I know you like Axe Cop RW Mean, but if you would believe that a comic can be more insane than Axe Cop, I think Next Wave Agents of Hate is your best bet. Next Wave follows a team of people who worked for a terrorist organization, but they didn't know they were working for a terrorist organization. They thought, indeed, that they were working for an anti-terrorist organization. When they find that out, though, the team of Machine Man, think Bender from Futurama, complete with alcoholism, Elsa Bloodstone, your cursing, laid-back monster hunter, Monica Rambeau, who can basically do all sorts of crazy stuff with her radiation powers, you've got the captain, whose former name was Captain Beep, who basically has the power of being incredibly stupid and thick-headed. And you've also got Boom Boom, who can make things explode with her hands. And I think that last point encompasses exactly what Next Wave is. It is a beat-em-up, explosive, riding on the backs of dinosaurs, fighting alien races, ninjas and pirates and all over, just bundle of awesome, 12 issues of sheer comics, just laid back fun, collected into these little page size bites of the insanity of Warren Ellis. Now, this comic is a comic that has its tongue shoved so far down its cheek that there's a little tongue-shaped growth growing out of the side of its head. The caption boxes in this will make you laugh so hard that you're probably going to have to be bussed to the ER because you're going to stop breathing while you read this comic. And no, I am not exaggerating. This actually happened to me. I didn't have to go to the ER, I mean, but I have stopped breathing while reading this comic. This is what, sadly, it's not being published today. This was a 12-issue series that, unfortunately, Hitler, conspired against it, so people didn't buy it. I don't know why. And it only lasted for 12 issues. But the good news for you is that the unbridled craziness of those 12 issues is now collected into one Ultimate Edition trade paperback so that you too can look up at the sky and say, Lord, I have experienced the insanity of Next Wave. Thank you so much. This is a comic that was like nothing on the stands at its time. It is madcap, a mile a minute. Just beat 'em up, don't slow down, blaze right through comic storytelling. That really reminds me of Transmetropolitan in the sense that it is no holds barred. It is crass, it is rude. This is not a comic you want to read in the presence of your mother or in any religious establishments, even though everyone probably needs it. So, as I said, Next Wave can be found in this 12-issue trade paperback, or I believe there are also two trade paperbacks, each collecting 6 issues. Either way, you definitely need to check out Next Wave. When you told me that you wanted a humor comic, that is what I immediately went to. Fantastic. With that in mind, though, let's move on to a comic that refuses to live in the shadow of the bats.